And for folks like myself, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and up, when we have a lot of those folks, our fucking time is precious because we have less of it than the young bucks. The young bucks have plenty of time. So if you have less of something, simple supply and demand. Just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. If you have less of something, right, it's more precious. Our fucking time is precious. And we spend it listening to these assholes. I don't care who they are. NBC, CBS, Fox, etc. And I know you guys trust a lot of these people. It's a mistake. It's a mistake, as I'm trying to say. They waste your time. They drag you on. This is a game. This is entertainment. This is a big business for them. They lie to you. They mislead you. They give you misinformation. They take you to places that go nowhere. They're taking you down dead-end fucking roads. And some of these roads, it takes months to get to the dead end. And they leave you there. Fucking leave you there, man. Scratching your head saying, what the hell happened? So I kind of just have to shrug my shoulders when people say, oh, I can't believe that you're charging people money for intel. What is your time worth? What is my time worth? Right? What's our time worth? Is it worth a couple bucks a month? Now, I'm not going to turn this into an ad. I'm just saying it's all relevant. Right? These people, you pay them, and they lie to you, and they fucking waste your time. Just like the song says. Just like Dylan says. Don't think twice. And you don't think twice about paying them. But you think twice about paying independent journalists who don't waste your time, who tell you like it is, who give you a path of truth. That's the fucking way forward, man. That's how I see it, at least. So I used to get really pissed off at Fox and Tucker and these guys for drafting off our intel time and time and time again. And they still do, but it doesn't really matter because they're doing it a year later, 3 years later in some cases, 2 years later, 6 months later. You lost. The first in this business wins. We were taught that in fucking journalism school. First in wins. You got to be first and you got to be right. Those are the only two things you got to do. And even if you're not first, you could be second or third. Just be right and be better than the person who came in first. Do a better job. So that's where we're at. So I just laugh. You kind of wasted my... I was thinking about that Dylan song then. I'm like, that's what the whole fucking thing's about here. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice. It's all right. And believe me, they don't fucking think twice. And to me, it's not all right. Because look at the situation we're in. I just wanted to say that because I thought it was very germane. I took a step back. I said, well, there's no reason to get pissed off about these guys. These guys are they're tricksters. They're not journalists. They're entertainers. They're monkeys on a fucking wire. They dance for billionaires. They say they do. They're dancing fucking bears. Have you watched Ed Sullivan and Topo Gigio and that whole crew? And he'd have a dancing bear on? That's what these people are. Yeah, 30 million a year. That's great. You could really rack up the dough. You're not fucking real. You're plastic. You're clay. It's not real. It's all fucking pretend, man. It's amazing that they get away and they trick so many people. The trick here, our trick is to break out of that. To break out of that. And then the media, other media, will promote Tucker and these other things and saying, oh my God, these are bombshells. No, they were fucking bombshells months ago when I mentioned them and just off the cuff. I mean, come on. You need to understand these things on the fly. Boom, boom, boom. You take the power away from these assholes. We don't need fucking big media anymore, man. We don't need it. You can do it yourself. You can figure these things out yourself. You don't need to be told how to think, what to think. You can think about these things your fucking self and become really a powerful person in so many ways. And the others that you teach in your life, you teach these things. And these are life skills. you can teach people. Nah, you can't really listen to these guys. You got to kind of figure things out for yourself. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters. I mean, even parents. These are life skills, baby. Ask the Everly Brothers. I need a drink. Some of you older folks out there, some of the old bucks, the older bucks. What I said about time, I know it fucking resonates. I know it resonates because it resonates with me. And so we'll play some tunes geared to you folks. God bless you. May the next generation coming up find the work ethic that you guys had, because the dudes in their 40s and 30s. Early 40s and 30s. They don't have it. They don't fucking have anywhere near it. Somehow, maybe these folks, the younger bucks, will get motivated and inspired by you guys. You have to sit there and watch all this happen, or you broke your fucking ass to help build this country and help build your families, and you have to sit and watch this happen. It's unbelievable. There's still people out here that'll fight, man. Don't fucking fret. There's still some fighters out here. Yeah, we might be a little long in the tooth, but we can still throw. We can scrap if we have to, and it might come down to that. We might have to. We should all be fighting in one form or another to maintain this country for the folks that come after us, fuck's sake. If you're 50, if you're 60, if you're 70, you've had a pretty good run. What about the people you're going to leave behind? What about the place you're going to leave behind? You know what I'm saying? All right. We talked about this on Hotwire. I'm going to delve into it a little bit. Because I see this guy, and I see places like Breitbart. And you know what I was going to do tonight, too? I'm not going to fucking do it, because I don't. You can do it yourself. I went through, because, you know, the Young Bucks aren't here, so I'm flying solo. I went through Breitbart. I went through The Blaze. I went through Daily Caller. All these websites. Let's see what's going on. I'll pick out some news. What was newsworthy is the fact that these sites, none of them are talking about COVID. None of them are talking about the economic disaster that we're facing. Zero Hedge does a pretty good job on some of these things. Okay. So they really are the exception. And we're not part of them. We don't. In fact, they've gone out of their way to bypass us on the stories we've broken. But I don't care about that. That's ego stuff, right? We looked at... you name it. I looked at all these things personally, and I said, there's nothing here that's like good. You know what I mean? It's nothing like that I call kitchen table. Now, I don't know how the Young Bucks do it. They pick the stuff out and it's good. Of course, they have all damn day to do it as well, but that's their job. But I looked at this stuff. And I said, this is like slim pickings. And then I was going to go over on a video and show you on Breitbart and show you on The Blaze the stories that were trending. But I was like, you know what? You could do that yourself. And when you do it through a filter of, how does this improve my life? How does this improve my life? Well, one of the stories I found interesting, only because we just talked about last night on Hotwire, is an exclusive on Breitbart. Mike Pompeo says the Wuhan lab is still operational. Next virus could kill not 3 million, but 30 million. Now Pompeo's on the warpath against Wuhan. Didn't say a fucking word against it, against China or Wuhan when he was running the show, by the way. Secretary of State and CIA director. Wow, all this was happening. What, he didn't fucking know about it? Which is it? That you're crooked and you're an asshole, or you were asleep? Those are your choices, buddy. So you can stand behind the mic and you could do. And he was talking to this dope at Breitbart Marlowe. This guy's a tool. These journalists, they love to have people on. And they don't really ask him any questions. Maybe we'll play a clip from Biden, who got asked some actual questions today, and he snapped. We talked about the money Pompeo green-lighted while he was in office. The money he signed off on that went to Wuhan. Oh, people don't know about that, do they? Yeah, well, Mike wants to make sure you don't know about it. So if he can make a lot of noise over here, oh, he's our friend. Mike's our friend. Mike Pompeo's our friend. Of course, he wants to run for office again. He's actually thinking about running for president. And of course, he won't win. But he may get enough of a following to get a top cabinet position. That's what they all do. This is their fucking game. Oh, I know I won't win. I'll raise some money, go out glad hand, and get another job in D.C. if a GOP candidate wins, okay? That's his shtick. So he's out making commotion, slamming China. He was the fucking Secretary of State. They were stroking fucking massive checks. Millions. Millions to Wuhan. Not 3.7 million. Get the fuck out of here. That's chump change. We cover this stuff. It's millions. We've traced over 100 million. Much of it, he signed off on. And he's slamming Wuhan. Who gave these companies millions of dollars to do this? You did. You did, asshole. But don't worry. It's an exclusive on Breitbart's Sirius XM Radio News Daily with Alex Marlowe. You think Marlowe has the... I don't think he has any balls, but if he did... He would have the balls to question ones. Hey, didn't you sign off on a lot of these fucking things? What? We're having a bad connection here. You understand how this works? There's nobody, okay, that doesn't have fucking blood on their hands in the U.S. when it comes to this, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as the facts show. And we said this in March 2020. 14, 15 months ago. So that means 14 or 15 months ago, we nailed this. And about, I don't know, anywhere from 6 months to a year from now, Tucker will be talking about it. And people will be like, oh my God, it's a bombshell. Do you understand the fucking cycle we're in here? The trick is to get the information early and don't waste that fucking time. You just kind of wasted my precious time, Dylan. Don't waste that precious time listening to these idiots taking you down another fucking government tour that goes nowhere and waste your time. You got other more important things to do with your time you have to have. Even if you're a news junkie, right? You can't be that bad of a junkie where you also consume and revel and you're happy when you read fake shit that deceives you. If you enjoy that, then you're really fucked up. You're not going to be helped here. You probably might have listened to this show for a while. Well, this guy's not telling me enough lies. Pompeo's full of shit. I know a lot of people like him. You were in charge when this fucking happened. And you green-lighted money. DOD, USAID. I mean, the fucking list is massive. And we've only scratched the surface on the list. And you could sit up here and tell people that the Wuhan lab is dangerous. Well, you should know. And you should know what's coming next and how many people are they going to kill. You fucking commissioned it with our money. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And Breitbart and other people, I've seen other right-wing operations, giving this guy a fucking soapbox and no one's questioning him on it. Hey, dude. Can you imagine if one of these guys got fucking questioned. Well, let's go to that. Let's take a pause here from Willie Nelson and let's go to something like that that happened to Biden today. But I just wanted to mention that about Pompeo. I'm sure he's a fucking great guy. Kidding, of course. Let's go to Biden when he got a legitimate question. They don't get legitimate questions. They'll do an interview with Marlowe because he's a fucking jellyfish. He's a lightweight. That's why he's in Breitbart to begin with. Hold on for a second. Let's go to Biden. Let's go to the audio.
I'd say again, we can't hear you. I said the families of the detained Americans came up and we discussed it. We're going to follow through with that discussion. I am not going to walk away on that.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What do you do all the time? So when did I say I was confident?
You said in the next 6 months you'll be able to determine.
What I said was, let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. Just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
Right, you don't understand that. You're in your own business.
It's a summit with China.
We need to load. Quickly, let's go. Quickly, cool.
So the setup here, Biden tells you, what the hell are you talking about? What do you do all day? What the hell you do all day? This is after talking, okay, to the leader of Russia, and they're asking him about Putin, and he can't even handle that. And that's CNN. That's CNN's Caitlin Collins asking him. You know, the press is getting sick of this shit. Even though they're puppets, they're getting sick of it. And he attacks her, and then he tells her, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. And he stalks away. He's not even addressing the questions. He doesn't even know where he's at. Of course, he's on the road again. We should play some canned heat. He's going up the country. He's on the road again. Doesn't know where he's at. The press asks him some legitimate questions about why are you so confident that Putin will change his behavior, Mr. President? I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What the hell? What did I say I was confident? What do you do all day? Basically, he's saying, stupid woman, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. Get this broad out of here. That's what he's saying. He's being completely, I'm sure, if it was a dude who asked the question. Of course, you have to know the Wilmington hillbillies to understand exactly what he's saying, to read through what he's saying. How he talks down to black people, he does that because he's a racist. A flaming racist, by the way. Other hot wire things we have on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit. I mean, it's crazy. And when you read through what he just said to Miss Collins of CNN, it's the same thing. Get this broad out of here. You don't know what she's doing. You're in the wrong business, honey. What the hell you do all day? Shouldn't you be cooking something in the kitchen? This kind of thing, right? Those are legitimate questions. What happens if you hit Pompeo with a question like that? Oh, you don't have to worry about it. He won't put himself in a position where he gets asked legitimate questions. You know why? I think Fox just signed him on as a contributor. So there you go. Fox doesn't want to talk about this stuff with Pompeo. They're not going to ask him any tough questions either. See how it works? They don't have to answer tough questions. They survive. They live. They exist in a fucking bubble. They create their own bullshit narrative and spread it around, and it never gets challenged or publicly exposed because they control the media. That's what I'm talking about. All right, where are we going? Let's go back to, this is what I'm talking about, legitimate questions with Biden. That he can't get legitimate questions. And when they do, he snaps. This guy is not. He's not only not fit to be president. He says he's not confident. He's not competent either. This guy shouldn't be doing anything. That's it. It's over. Wind it down. You shouldn't be fucking driving a car, let alone running a country. I'm dead serious. This guy is outer fucking limits. We've all had relatives that have gone downhill. God forbid it happens to me or anybody else. You may care about, you may love in your family. It happens. They're trying to sell us that this guy is completely with it. Give me a break. What are we, fucking 10 years old? We have lives out here. We have experience with other folks who have gone downhill. It's over. That's this guy. Who knows what they have him pumped up with walking around? He's on something. It's not reality, I'll tell you that. But Pompeo is in the club. And the game now is to blame China. Blame China. That's cool. You can blame fucking China. But they didn't get there on their own. As we said back again in March 2020, April 2020, all this would come out. And that the U.S., specifically, I said the U.S. fucking hand is in this. And it's all going to come out. Well, what's coming out? Just not the way you thought it would come out. They'll leak pieces of it and sell you a bullshit narrative that it was a lab leak. They even got the press tied up going back and forth with Fauci. Fauci's laughing at the media. He has them on a rope. He's got the media playing on a seesaw, except he's not on the seesaw. The media has to keep running back and forth on each side of the seesaw to go up and down. About some Bobby Darin. It's really a masterstroke if you pay attention to what's happening. These guys are pros. You need to fucking get into that category. You need to blast into that entire universe to understand these guys and diffuse their bullshit quickly. Precious time. What's your time worth? What do we charge you? $8 a month to get in? Your time's not worth that. You're listening to the wrong dude, man. I want serious fucking people, man. I want serious people. Bright, serious people. Just like the agencies, the top agencies, recruit serious, bright people out of school. That's who I want. I want them fucking now. I don't want retreads like the Bureau, etc. I don't want second best. I want bright people. I don't give a shit how many I have. It's not a numbers game to me. It's a quality game, not quantity. I mean, quality people, bright people, want to learn and have something to teach. That's how we sharpen each other as human beings. Not on social media with the idiots on there. The dumbing down, not only of America, but the fucking globe. Dumbing down. I don't care about your coming out party. I don't care about your gender reveal party. I'm worried about putting fucking bread on the table for my family, man. I don't have time for that nonsense. That's why I said, if you go on Breitbart and you go on all these sites, right? The Blaze. It's stuff like that. It's like, you know, you go on Drudge, he talks about sex, robots, and monkeys. It's a great name for a rock band. Sex, robots, and monkeys. It doesn't mean I want to fucking read about them every damn day. I got serious problems here. We have serious challenges. Why didn't dad? Why didn't mom? Why didn't grandpa? Why didn't grandma? Why didn't they have answers? Oh, they were reading about this guy's gender reveal party and sex robots and monkeys. That's why. Oh, they sound like assholes. Well, they kind of were. Precious time, Dylan. What are you doing with it? Maybe one of the biggest realizations is that your time is precious. You're spending it here. Where else do you spend it? Are you getting some fucking return on your investment, ROI, on your time? Do you even see it as precious? If you don't see it as precious, you need to retool. Of course it's precious, regardless of what age you are. But as I said, for us folks that are older, it's even more precious because we have less of it. It's very simple economics, supply and demand. I saw this. I thought it was funny. I don't know why I thought it was funny. Because I'm a dick, I guess, when it comes to stuff. But, you know, Springsteen said he's going to be on Broadway. Anybody who gets a vaccine can come. But if you're not vaccinated, you can't come see me on Broadway. Bruce! How many of you guys out there
have all been good boys and girls this year, listening to your government overlords, huh? How many of you went out and got the jabs? Oh, not many, not many. You can't come see my special show.
Anyway, some Canadians who wanted to come see Bruce on Broadway are upset. We'll call this burn in the USA, not born in the USA. Canadians who got the AstraZeneca vaccine are not allowed to see Springsteen on Broadway. Bruce now is basically the rock and roll version of the FDA or the CDC. Him and Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl has his hand in everything. He's officially a psycho as well. Publicity whore. So the show must go on in New York City, but not if you got the AstraZeneca vaccine. Bruce is drawing the line. You're not invited.
Whatever I said about the vaccine, I forgot to mention AstraZeneca's no good.
Bruce is in charge of rock and roll quality control and research and development for vaccines. Canadians who got the shot will not be allowed in seats for Springsteen on Broadway. It's just plain not fair, said University of Toronto biochemist Carrie Bowman. While the Canada-U.S. border is closed to non-essential travel. It's closed to non-essential travel, I'm sorry. It's expected to open soon. And though making it to a show is not life or death situation for many, it's a huge problem, according to many people. He doesn't want you there. They're worried about because there's been blood clots and other things. Oh, I thought these things were safe. If they're not safe, why does Bruce not want anybody who got the AstraZeneca jab to be there?
They're completely safe. Only if it's by our approved people, of course, and our approved rock stars who represent the government and our approved people.
That's real rock and roll, right? Hey, you can come, but did you have a measles? Did you have chicken pox? You can't come. You had chicken pox as a kid. I'm sorry.
Guests who go to see Bruce are going to have to provide proof of vaccination from their healthcare provider on their smartphone or with a physical copy. Oh,
I bet you the dope at the door will be able to tell the difference between a physical copy of a vaccination. Okay. And part of the back part of a catalog for Victoria's Secret. I mean, nothing says security like the oaf at the door at the rock concert. Checking medical records, for fuck's sake, in milliseconds, while an angry mob streams in behind the lines up. Bruce. The theater and the New York governor's office did not respond to requests for comments. So much for the international coordination on registry of vaccinations. Who's allowed in? Who's not?
Well, they got this and this guy. Oh, my God.
It's stupidity. It's stupidity. And if you got the jabs, you must be feeling a little apprehensive about them right about now. If you haven't had any medical, you've been blessed, you haven't had any medical problems. Speaking of the Great Pretender, seems to be right on cue. What else we got tonight? We are rocking and rolling ourselves. We don't need Bruce. We don't need the Foo Fighters who are playing dates in New York to only vaccinated crowd. Hey, if you haven't been vaccinated, stay the fuck out of that crowd. You come out of there. He come out of there with a second head. I don't know how he became a Siamese twin. One of the examples on the Blaze Media I was talking about is headline. This video shows a woman beating a McDonald's employee over a refusal to mix a slushy flavors. Now, I mean, again, how does that fucking benefit you? How does that? I don't understand. Here's one on Blaze. When is the last time you took a magic poop? apparently, the last story, the last headline I read on the Blaze. That's the last time I took a magic poop. And of course, they're pumping the lab leak story too. And hey, knock yourselves out. It'll eventually get to the truth. We are talking about it already on Hotwire. I can't say it, so don't get fucking mad at me. My ass shut down, man. So far, so good with the way we're doing things, so we're sticking to that model. Fauci claims he's always been open to COVID-19 lab leak theory. See him pivot again? He's playing. It's like he's sitting on the side, and the media's playing badminton with itself. He's getting good at it. You just can't fall for it. Video of a shoplifter in Walgreens. I mean, what is this? I don't get it. I guess it's great distraction journalism. Is that the point? Now, they've done good stuff in the past, but what the hell is going on here? That's what I want to know. Let's see what else we have on here. We plucked a couple other stories I thought were very interesting. The Fox affiliate, who ratted out Fox for bending over for big paid pharma, et cetera, at the cost of being honest and reporting what's really going on instead of doing that, censoring what's really happening and not talking about ivermectin and not talking about hydroxychloroquine and therapeutics that can help Americans and basically calling the fucking network corrupt. She's been fired. So there you go. That's what happens. 32-year-old. She worked for Fox 26 in Houston. She's been let go by the station. Hecker, during a segment, claiming that Fox Corporation has been muzzling her to keep certain information from you, the viewer. Well, that was about helping folks who had COVID. And now you get a... Fox says, yeah, we're crooked. We were censoring her. In fact, she's fired. Yeah, we were putting corporate interests above our viewers' interests. We were putting big corporations, big pharma, in front of human fucking beings. Yeah, we were doing that. And we're doing it again. She's fired. You know, since 1776, three words have defined this land, and now one company is redefining the way we carry our God-given right to keep and bear arms. WeThePeopleHolsters.com. We the People Holsters are 100% American-made and custom-molded to fit your exact firearm for quick, smooth draw, with thousands of options to choose from, plus a selection of custom-printed holsters. You're sure to find just the right fit for your lifestyle. Plus, their proprietary clip allows you to customize the Canton ride for a comfortable fit you can wear all day. But that's not all. Check out their complete line of patriotic shirts. They're 100% American-made tactical gun belt with the proprietary Talon buckle and premium line of bacon jerky. Yeah, you heard that right. It's correct. Bacon jerky made from 100% American patriotic pigs. So show your support for this show and this great American company. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain right now. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code PAIN10. That's P-A-I-N-E, PAIN, 10. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something, you get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before, it's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc., your fellow man out here. We're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't a Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.